This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports the special counsel, Robert Mueller, did not reach a conclusion whether or not U.S. President Trump obstructed justice in its investigation.
Instead, according to Attorney General Barr, who summarized these findings, Mueller presented evidence on both sides of the ledger for these different episodes involving Trump's behavior that were examined, and then did not reach a conclusion one way or the other. However, Barr said that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had reached their own conclusion based on Mueller's evidence and determined that it was insufficient to establish obstruction of justice.
And President Trump has since reacted to that news.
There was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction, and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
In Afghanistan, officials there said ongoing clashes with Taliban insurgents continued into Sunday in southern Helmand province, resulting in the deaths of dozens of government forces. A Taliban spokesman said its forces overran two bases in Sanjin and killed at least 52 soldiers. The defense ministry in Kabul confirmed the fighting in the volatile southern district, but said officials were still gathering battlefield details. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters cleared explosives Sunday in the last area retaken from the Islamic State group and arrested a number of militants hiding in tunnels. This comes a day after declaring military victory and the end of the extremist self-declared caliphate. The U.S.-led coalition said operations will continue until the area is completely secure. A spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said Baghouz village, where the militants made their final stand, is full of all kinds of explosives. This is VOA News. Viking Ocean Cruises says all the passengers and crew of its Viking Sky are safe and that the ship has docked in Norway after it had been rescued. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The cruise ship made it to shore Sunday, accompanied by tugboats. The day before, passenger Alexis Shepard from California shared video online of what happened when they hit rough seas and issued a mayday after engine trouble. Chairs and other furniture went flying across the floor, and part of the ceiling came down.
I'm a yachtswoman. I've spent a lot of time on yachts, and this was unlike anything that I've ever experienced before. So, yes, it was absolutely horrible.
Officials say at least 17 people were injured. More than 400 of the 1,300 passengers were airlifted off the boat. The next trip for the Viking Sky has been canceled. I'm Julie Walker.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his chief rival, former chief of staff Benny Gantz, are speaking at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee meeting this week in Washington. But only Netanyahu is scheduled to meet with President Trump and attend a state dinner at the White House. This comes just days after Mr. Trump announced a change in American policy on the Golan Heights, which Israel seized from Syria in 1967 and later annexed. Trump tweeted last week that the United States recognizes Israeli sovereignty over the territory and later explained in the move in an interview with Fox News Business that he compared his decision last year to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. U.S. airplane manufacturer Boeing says its plans to hold a briefing Wednesday for 200 pilots, technical leaders, and regulators as it works toward returning its 737 MAX planes to service following two deadly crashes. Company said in a statement that it is working to have sessions with all operators of the 737 MAX and national aviation regulators. Airlines and aviation oversight bodies around the world grounded the 737 MAX planes earlier this month after the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight. Examinations of the plane's flight data recorders showed that Ethiopia's transport ministers called clear similarities to an October crash of the same model plane in Indonesia. Thais waited Monday for the results of an election called a return to democratic rule, but which has been widely criticized as an exercise designed by Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha to entrench his military stranglehold on power. Preliminary officials' results, released late Sunday, showed that with 93% of ballots counted, the military Falang Prachat Party was in the lead. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.